It's that time of the year again. It's time for Beyond the Playbook, and joining us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
I'm back. Good morning, Jay.
You're back, and so are the Bills, of course, this weekend. They open the season on the road against the New York Jets, and what should we expect from this brand new version of the Buffalo Bills?
I'll have to say it's great to be back for another season. And it's no exaggeration to say that since the end of last year, there have been plenty of new additions in Buffalo. I have to start with the biggest one of all, though, and that's the newest Bills fan, Henry Sabuda.
He is a Bills fan.
That's right, of course. Okay. It's my son, who's 8 months old on Tuesday, and he's been a life changer for my wife and I in certainly all the best possible ways. And onto the field as the Bills take on the Jets in what can only be described as a week one test for two teams in nearly identical positions, which is why it's not your regular week one matchup. And what I mean is that both teams hope they've finally exited the long trek through the desert without a franchise quarterback. For the Bills, it's, of course, second year, seventh overall pick Josh Allen. And for the Jets, it's second year, third overall pick Sam Darnold. And unlike the rookie seasons, when a certain margin of error and learning is to be expected, in year two, everyone is going to be looking for results, particularly when players like this lead their teams against one another. And as the divisional vampire king, I guess there's no other way to put it, Tom Brady turned 42 and has indicated that he's going to play till the age of 45, which is unheard of in the modern NFL outside of George Blanda.
Wow.
And that was still back in the 70s. The mantle of the next generation for AFC East quarterbacks is wide open. And on Sunday, both teams, I'm sure, would love to put an emphatic early stamp toward their claim on that mantle.
All right, so now you've gone through the big picture for us, Matt. Let's get to Sunday. How do you see it playing out?
So I'm optimistic. I like the Bills' talent across the board, particularly as they match up against the Jets. Since each offense is undoubtedly going to be the highlight for observers, we'll start there. For the Bills, Josh Allen, he's, of course, still a major question mark, particularly with his accuracy and mechanics. Then the Bills, they've done virtually everything they can to surround him with talent to increase his target radius, along with giving him the best opportunity for more time in the pocket. The additions of receiver Cole Beasley in the slot, whose ability to create separation and short yardage, and John Brown on the outside, whose speed should open up possibilities on intermediate to long yardage throws, should really help. The goal is, by creating more separation, Allen's target size increases and accuracy becomes a little less paramount. Add in the revamped offensive line and fast, shifty rookie running back Devin Singletary, along with noted pass catching back TJ Yeldon, Allen should have more time and more outlets to bolster his chances. You have to like what the front office has done to give him more opportunities to play to his strengths and minimize his weaknesses. And now he just has to show he can put it all together. And I think this should come together well against a Jets defense who's missing two linebackers already, has what looks to be a less than stellar defensive backfield, and whose only apparent strength is the interior of the defensive line. When it comes to the Bills defense, they should be in contention to be one of the best in the league this year. They were one of the top units last season. They're returning 10 out of 11 starters, along with the addition of rookie Ed Oliver. They match up well against a young Jets offense, and my biggest concern is their to-be-determined ability to rush the passer. If they allow Darnold time, unlike Allen, he's a precision passer who has the ability to move the ball down the field. Add in Le'Veon Bell, Bills' defense is certainly going to be tested when it comes to game planning. But in the end, I think more things have to go right for the Jets to win than for the Bills, which is why I'm confident the Bills can do well on Sunday. The big asterisk, though, is that first games of the season really are the unknown, particularly with two young and unproven teams. So if unknown rules the day, why not be optimistic? So with that, I hope everybody enjoys the matchup this Sunday.
Yeah, I hope you and Henry get to enjoy the game together.
Oh, yes.
Your first game together. Very nice.
Matt Sabuda, a lot of fun.
Matt Sabuda, Henry Sabuda, glad to have you along. And thanks for joining us for Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.